Hello, thank you so much for holding. Am I speaking with Gerald?
Yeah, this is Gerald.
Great, Gerald. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday, sir?
Pretty good.
Good to hear. Countdown to Friday's on, right? I'm just kidding. So just to verify, the company, so it's registered as Red Mountain Property Services, but you're doing business as Plumbing Express. Is that right?
Exactly right, yep.
Okay, awesome. So when I ran a scan online for your business, you have a Google business profile now, which is great. 81 reviews with a 4.7 rating. Let me just make sure this is you. So 480-326-4507, is that like the business line?
Yeah, that's our office line.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure this wasn't like a different business. You got a good-looking website. Let's see. Yelp, Angie Leads, Better Business Bureau, MapQuest, Nextdoor. So a ton of different directories. You set all these up yourself?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. You did an awesome job, man. Your placement actually looks really good locally. I want to talk to you about a different platform that it looks like you'd be a prime candidate for. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you know how that works?
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like where Google sort of certifies you. Like,
yes.
I guess you get background checks. They certify you. I guess supposed to give the customer some security and some guarantee that this person is already vetted and they're already legit, and you know, and if they do work in your house, and God forbid if they screw the homeowner, then Google kind of guarantees them in some way, you know, the homeowner or something like that. I don't know.
Up to $2,000 for a lifetime if they book your services through Google Guaranteed. Like, I'm looking at your reviews and your, like, reputation, I highly doubt you'd go in there and, like, knock a wall down and leave or something.
But
Google is basically backing that client. Now, the best part about it for business owners, okay, for one, a lot of companies don't know about this platform yet because it's newer. It's been around about 4 years, really took off 2 years ago. But what it is, mm-hmm. So it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. You don't share the lead with other companies.
Right.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, Gerald, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, like you don't give them a quote over the phone, if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Yep.
Yeah, I always like to expand on that part, just to give you some background to you. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, so I'm real familiar. Google Guaranteed, so every company that shows there, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number that's recorded by Google bots, so like an AI. So when they call you, if it's like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, then you're automatically not charged. So it's like an automatic dispute system. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And when I say dispute, like, you're not charged at all. It just does it. So they're not pre-screened. They're screened on the call is the way that works. Okay?
I see. Yep.
Yeah. Now, you already mentioned the next part I always get into. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed is not because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So let me verify first off, the company, is it currently licensed and insured?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. I figured, but I just had to ask, you know. Also, any face-to-face employees, usually this is just the ownership, okay? So, for example, if you have, like, a crew of, like, 50 guys, right, but you're the main person going out talking to the clients, it would just be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we have, I think, 10 plumbers. And then here's another thing I forgot to mention, too, is we have a second division that's also a DBA, and it's called DryPro Express, and it's water damage remediation. And we have about 5 guys that do that as well. So we have the plumbers and we have the water damage remediation, both, you know. So everybody that we have about 14, I think, service technicians total. And all of them go through a rigorous background check with us, you know. So having a background check is not a problem at all.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Okay, so let me do this because I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be. Let me pull up, we're going to do it one step at a time, so I'm going to pull up the plumbing vertical first, and then I'll check the water damage for you too, okay?
Sure.
So give me one quick second. Oh, and I'm not sure how much you know about Google Guaranteed, but another really key benefit is, because right now your local presence is good, like you're showing up locally number 2. With Google Guaranteed, you could target anywhere you want as long as you're licensed and insured for that area, right? So now you could come up on the top wherever, right? But give me one quick sec. Let's pull up the plumber vertical. All right. Let's see. Okay. So your cost per qualified lead for the plumber vertical, it's just $32 per lead. Okay. Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. I got a guy in New York takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $418. Okay.
Oh, okay. And you know what I forgot too? I don't know if you probably see this maybe, but we do Google ads right now. We run like Google ads.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know if, how is that incorporated into it or does that matter? I mean, is that important to do or would this kind of take the place of that? Or
so the only clients that I recommend Google ads to are the ones that don't have Google Guaranteed available to them. So either they don't have the proper like requirements, like they can't pass a background or they don't have the proper insurance, or they don't have their category available. Like concrete's a big one right now that a lot of guys want to get into, but it's not available on Google Guaranteed. So Google Ads, it's a good platform, okay? But it's pay per click. So what's going to happen is as soon as somebody clicks on you, that takes from your budget. Now Google Guaranteed being a pay per lead program, you have to talk to that person and you have to either book an appointment or give them a quote over the phone in order for you to be charged for the lead. So it's just, it's more profitable. Now, I'm not going to tell you stopping Google ad or not doing Google ads is the answer, but it's a good replacement for it. You know, like it's definitely more profitable. Okay.
Because what I don't want to do, I just don't want to be like doubling up and paying for 2 things if one of them is really like an upgraded version of the other one, you know, then it kind of wouldn't make sense. If we do the Google Guarantee, then Google Ads might not make a lot of sense for us because, you know, if Google Guarantee is better, then Google Ads would kind of be just obsolete for us, you know.
It's way better. So you're going to want to like put your ad spend that you're putting into Google Ads, you're going to want to put either all of that or a portion of that into Google Guaranteed because it's going to be, to give you an example, right? I had a guy that was using Thumbtack, which is a great program too. I'm not trying to knock it, but he was dishing out about $5,000 a month into leads. Now he's doing about 2,500 in leads, and he's getting way better results on Google Guaranteed. So it'd be definitely a great replacement for you. But it's a totally, like, you can do Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Like, they're not the same service. They're totally separate services.
No, I understand that part. Yeah, but they're not exactly the same. I guess if we're going to do Google Guarantee, then and Google Ads is sort of inferior to it, then Google Guarantee would be a good replacement for it.
Right. But so this next part I'm going to tell you, so we don't charge. Oh, and let me back up a little. So whatever lead budget you set to, right, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, I'm just going to use the minimum budget, the 13 leads, for example. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you get one qualified lead only for the month, which I'm sure you'll get way more, right? But what would happen is the following month, you're not charged the $418. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $32, right? So it's not like a monthly. It's dependent off of how many leads you get for that month, right? Now, what I was going to tell you too, we don't charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these up though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, it's usually done within 3 to 4 weeks. So what I'd recommend to you, before pausing your ads, to wait for the application process to be approved. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. We do charge a one-time application / management fee from us too. So you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for just $250.
Yeah, that's okay. For setting everything up.
Exactly. Now, let me pull up water damage. I have to look at your presence, too. So give me one. It's Dry Pro Express, right? Is how it's listed?
Yeah. So it's a little newer than the plumbing, and we obviously don't have as many reviews or established presence, but it's legit, though. We're certified. We're licensed to everything. So, I mean,
okay.
It's a legit division. You know, we're just kind of new.
Yeah, no, I see it. So you have 4 reviews. Google requires a minimum of 5. So we'll send you a tiny URL, which just makes it easy for you to get that one more review on there, which will be real simple. The other one, you're good to go on reviews because you're way over 5. What's going on with the website with DryPro?
You know, I don't know what happened to that. I actually tried to go on the website like 2 days ago. And
yeah, it's down.
We had it for a long time, and I have no idea like what happened to that.
Let me check the domain to see if who the owner is, or if it was not. It might have just not been renewed or something. You know.
Yeah, that could be. I thought that was really weird. You know, because I went on our page like literally like 2 days ago, and I'm like, man, what the heck? It just went to like a blank. Says Dry Pro AZ is not available or something. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah. So it expires January 28th, 2024. So it's not a matter of the domain not being renewed. It says it was updated on January 28th, 2022. That was the last update. And that was the day it was created too, which is kind of weird. But yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with it, but
one of my guys set it up for us. He'll know what's wrong with it. I just got to tell him about it.
Perfect. Okay. So he'll be able to cover that. Okay. So let's pull up, hold on. Let me actually put in the notes for the plumbing. Oh, I already did. Perfect. Okay. So let me pull up water damage for you too. Give me one quick second. I know that one's usually a lot higher. Just a heads up. All right. Let's see. Okay. So the cost per qualified lead on the water damage vertical, okay, it's going to be $126.67 per qualified lead. So $126.67. Mm-hmm. The minimum budget requirement on that one, because it requires a minimum of 13 leads, that's going to be $1,652 for that particular one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Those leads are going to be more expensive.
Yeah, and it's because they're huge jobs too. You know what I'm saying? You're not selling lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me start off by doing this. I'm gonna send you over everything in writing to you via email. What's the best email address for you, Gerald?
You can send it over to office office.com Plumbing Express. Spelled out. No spaces, no dashes.
Got it.
office.plumbingexpress@gmail.com.
Got it. All right. And in that same email, you want me to just put the water damage stuff too, right?
Yeah. That doesn't hurt, definitely.
Okay, perfect. All right, so here we go. So the email is going to be titled Google Guarantee, okay? I'm going to reply to this email with your both verticals, right, which just means category, the cost per lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories in each vertical. Now, the way the subcategories work, you don't have to turn all of them on. To give you an example, I have a tree service guy. He does everything related to trees, but he just turns his tree removal leads on. So you have that flexibility to turn on the type of jobs you want. Okay?
Oh, I see. Okay. Yep.
All right. So let's see. Plumbing vertical. Let me get this off. 32 per lead.
And so, and we're able to set our, because my guys, our guys are not on call, so we work 7 days a week, but we do not work 24 hours though, because they would just murder my guys if we did that, you know?
Right.
So we only work from like 8 to 8. So if I set my time as that on Google and somebody calls us at midnight and we don't answer because the dispatcher's not working either, you know, she's sleeping. So if somebody calls at midnight and we don't answer, obviously we don't pay for that lead because we haven't spoken to them, we haven't set anything up, we haven't done anything, right? I mean, or
no, you wouldn't be charged for that lead. So the way it works is when your leads are on and you're going to want to set it for your hours typically, right? Or you can do like specific hours even, right? But because your leads will be on after 8, you know, or whatever time you set, what's going to happen is when your leads are off, your green check mark's gone on the Google Guaranteed section, and it reverts back to your phone number. Okay, now you're not going to show, though, like they would have to click on more businesses and scroll all the way down to see the Google Guaranteed companies with their leads off. But if they were to call you, it's your phone number. It's not on that Google rotating number, so you wouldn't be charged for that lead.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and also, too, if you don't answer, right, because now Google has no chance to, like, on the AI can't charge you for the lead because you didn't pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or give them a quote. So, regardless, right. You wouldn't be charged for that lead, 100%.
So, do we have to turn off the leads, like, every day at 8 o'clock when we leave, or do we set the hours?
We set the hours. Yeah, we set the hours for you. Now, you have flexibility, too. Like, let's say your guys are, like, booked for the day and you don't even – or booked for the week even, and you don't want to take on any more scheduling, you can pause the leads. It's not like Angie's or Thumbtack where you pause it and it automatically turns on, though, after, like, 72 hours or however this works. When you pause it, it stays paused, so you're going to have to turn it back on, too. And we call you, too. Like, if we see they're off for, like, 3 days – we'll call you and be like, hey, we see your leads are off, or are you ready to turn these back on? Yada, yada, yada.
I see.
You know? Yeah. All right. Let me see. So let's get you this water damage restoration 1-2, 126.67 per lead. Yeah, I'll tell you, too, since we started this, we started offering it 2 years ago, right? I have a 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, it is the best lead program on the market currently. Kid you not.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, really good.
Because, you know, historically in the past with our business, we've done a lot of property management and only a small portion of residential, you know. So we haven't done a lot of advertising. We haven't done a lot of lead generation. We haven't really needed to because we've done so much property management. You know, we have so much work doing that we haven't really needed to do anything like that. But just recently, you know, we're trying to sort of get away from doing as much property management, and we are trying to get into doing more residential. So this is good timing because, you know, I was thinking, like, man, how are we going to get more residential? Because you have to do a lot of advertising, or you have to do a lot of, people have to know who you are in order to call you, you know? So obviously,
right.
if they don't know who you are, they can't call you, you know? So I'm thinking, like, how are we going to do that? We're going to have to do some kind of flyers or ads or something to get our name out there, because we have a really good reputation across the board.
Very good. Yeah.
I mean, even still, people still don't really know who we are, you know, or maybe it's just that even if they do know who we are, or even if Google and the technology kind of knows who we are and the presence is there, still though, if other people are actually paying for Google ads or Google guaranteed, they're going to be put at the top of the list, not us, even if our reputation is better than theirs. You know,
right.
If they're paying, then they're going to be put ahead of us.
Well, so the map section, right, is because you're number two on the maps locally right now, right? The map section is based,
okay,
though, off your local proximity. So, like, for example, I live in Huntington Beach, California. That's where I'm from, right? If I do a search on Google for plumbers, right, obviously no companies will show up in Arizona for me because it's off of the map section, right? But the cool thing, so your ways to get out and get on the top for people to find you outside of your local area, which for you, I'm sure everybody knows you there already anyways, you know, or the majority. So for you to target the areas you want, option one is Google Ads, which you're doing, but that's just going to be pay-per-click, right? The better option,
right,
is going to be Google Guaranteed, because now you're just paying when these people call you and they're scheduling an appointment or you're giving a quote, you know? So it's all the no answer or the not speaking to people or the solicitation calls or out of your radius or they want something you don't do, all that's knocked out of the way. But with ads,
yeah,
Google Ads, it's just a click, man. So they can click on you and never call and you're still charged for it, you know?
Yeah,
with Google
Ads.
I see. So it's a way better platform, you know? So what I'm going to do, did you want to start with Google Guaranteed on both businesses, or are you thinking more so for the plumbing company, more so for the water damage? Like,
Well, actually, maybe you can help me with this, because right now I'm right in the middle of doing, electrical and HVAC school. I actually was there last night, you know, so I'm trying to get certified and licensed for electrical and HVAC so we can offer plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and water damage. So when we do consolidate them, obviously I don't want to have four separate divisions, because that can just turn into an admin nightmare.
Right.
Like,
big time.
You know what I mean? So we're going to consolidate everything into one. And
right.
I'm just going to maybe change the DBA name and just change it to some generic whatever, such and such services or something.
Right.
So if I did that, how could I keep the Plumbing Express reputation and the reviews, but just not but keep a DBA, you know, under Red Mountain? But would I just have to keep the name Plumbing Express, or could I change the name of Plumbing Express to like such and such services as a DBA? You know, I mean, it wouldn't be a different LLC; it'd be the same. But
you can change the name. So what's going to have to happen, right, is we would have to change the name on everything, because right now you have like Yelp, you have what is it, MapQuest, you have Nextdoor, you have. So if we just change the name on Google, what's going to happen is your scan's going to not come up right for Google, and now you're not even going to be listed locally, right? So when we change the name, we have to change it all across the internet for every platform, right? And even I think your website too, you're going to want to change the domain for the website as well, because it's plumbingexpressaz.com. You would want to change it, and it's super easy. You just go to, I didn't look up where you purchased it, but you just transfer your content to your new domain that you purchased, you know?
I see. Okay, so that's what
you would actually have to change the content too, because I'm looking at it. It's Plumbing Express all over it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was planning on changing the name and the logo, but, you know, what I don't want to do, I guess what I'm asking is I don't want to lose all those reviews that we've worked years to get, you know? And so when we did, we had already, like years ago, we had changed our name to Plumbing Express, you know, because we were called something else before, which was just another DBA. So mm-hmm. we went through a branding thing, you know, just to try to help us, you know, with before it was just a real generic, ugly, like outdated sort of name and logo. So we changed it to Plumbing Express, and that seemed to work really well for us. So that was good, you know. So that's all I did was I went through and I changed it everywhere. You know, I went in Yelp and I changed it so I didn't lose all my reviews. And then I went into, I think, Nextdoor and I changed it so I didn't lose the reviews. So I guess this would be the same. I'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah, exactly. The same. We have a software we use where we plug it into one spot and it changes it everywhere just to make it easier, you know.
The only ones we can't change,
though, because it's not on the scan or on the software, I guess, right, is Nextdoor, you would have to change that one. Also, Angie Leads, you would have to change that one. And the Better Business Bureau, you know. But with our software, the rest would change, you know. Yeah.
Well, I actually just signed up for Angie Leads, like, Friday or something. But I haven't downloaded the app yet, and I haven't even got even one lead yet because I haven't I got approved. I just got the email yesterday that I got approved and everything's approved for it. I just haven't even done it yet, you know, because I need to download the app and log in.
Yeah. So, with Angie Leads, you're going to find out. So what they do, they send the lead to a few different companies. Like it'll be like four or five different companies and they charge you for every lead regardless. You can dispute them. So you can dispute the leads, but after you, you have to dispute them yourself too. It's not an automatic process. But after you dispute so many, they start kind of like questioning it, you know. So you're going to find Google Guaranteed. You'll have a way better experience with that one for sure.
Yeah. And you know, I still have the option to cancel since I haven't even used it yet at all. You know, I haven't done anything.
I recommend just go Google Guaranteed, man. It's a way – I have clients that use Angie Leads. And let me pull up your Angie Lead. Yeah, so you have zero reviews on your Angie Leads too, obviously because you just started. The clients that I see that do, like, tremendously well with Angie's, they'll have, like, 300 reviews or whatever, you know. So I'd recommend – because – with Google Guaranteed, all 81 of your reviews are going to transfer to your Google Guaranteed page because it's the same thing. The Google Business Profile reviews will transfer to your Google Guaranteed profile. So it'll be you're starting off with 81 reviews then starting off with zero, you know?
Oh, I see, because they're already on Google.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Yeah. No, that's good.
We just have to link it, but it's super easy to do. What I'd recommend to you, though, is instead of – because it sounds like you're going to put – we obviously want to keep the 81 review one, right? So you're going to kind of put Dry Pro Express and the HVAC and the electrical under the same umbrella, right?
Well, I was actually planning on putting all of them into one, like even adding them into Plumbing Express so we only have – so the Dry Pro, I just have to kind of get rid of, I guess, you know, because since we're not going to have it, I'm planning on meshing everything into Plumbing Express.
Right. So I'd recommend to you then with Google Guaranteed, don't do the, even though obviously that one needs more exposure from what I could see, you know, but don't do the water damage vertical yet because then you have to pay a separate $250 application fee. You have like a separate bill with it. I'd recommend you do the Plumbing Express one, and then what will happen is you pay that $250 one time, even if you add verticals in the future, HVAC, water damage.
I see. Okay, yeah. Well, then that's what we'll do. We'll just set up the one, and then as we add more services, then we'll just add those verticals as we go.
Right. And the way it works, when you have multiple verticals, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We go off the higher minimum budget. You know, or in your case, you could set a way higher budget, right? But what will happen is if your leads don't add up, because the plumbing, HVAC even, electrical, and water damage, they're all going to have different lead fees, right? So what will happen is once you get a lead for that, and you'll have a full tracking system showing you, if you set an appointment or quote them, which I know water damage, you never quote them really over the phone, but... when that happens, that would just take out of the lead budget that you set. So if it doesn't add up to your lead budget set, though, the remainder just rolls over, So just a heads up on that, you know.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so for Google Guaranteed too, because I know it, you're going to have to get it licensed, right, and insured in the new name that umbrellas all the services. So what we can do is we just get the, where was it? The plumbing company, right, going, and then once you change the name to incorporate everything, we'll be able to switch it over for you, and you'll already have your background check done. We'll just have to resubmit the license and the insurance, and the reviews would be golden too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Super easy.
Yeah, that's actually better. Yeah.
Yeah, way better. Way better. So let me verify. So on the license, right, it is doing business as Plumbing Express, right? It's not the Red Mountain Property Services.
Yeah, the license is under Red Mountain, but Plumbing Express is added as a DBA on our license.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. They so just want to see that.
It's on there. Yep.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And the business, so it's registered at the 402 West Gemini Drive. Is that correct?
Yep, that's our business address.
Okay, awesome. And let's see. Okay, so the way Google Guaranteed works is it's going to forward your leads to a phone that you choose, and it comes through as LSA lead, which means local service ad. Like, so you know it's a Google guaranteed lead. Which phone, do you want it going to the 480-326-4507 number?
No, because the way our phone system works is that's the number that's on the side of all our trucks. Okay, that's the main, like, that's the main phone number is the 326-4507. But when a customer calls it, it's right now, currently the way it's set up, it says, thank you for calling our service company, or just thank you for calling, or something like that. And it says, please press 1 for plumbing and press 2 for remediation. So if they press 1, it goes to plumbing, and then 2 goes to the water damage remediation. So if they press 1, then they're given another set of prompts, and it says, thank you for calling Plumbing Express. Please press 1 to create a new work order. Press 2 if you want to check on an existing work order that's already scheduled, so you can check an ETA. Press 3 if you want to check on an estimate. Then it gives them all these prompts. And so I would say probably I would need to give that if they call 326-4507, we would need to give them the phone number that gives it directly to the dispatcher, so the dispatcher's phone rings, so they don't have to go through the prompts. Right?
Yes. Yes. And that way the dispatcher, whichever phone you're using, whether it's your cell phone or whoever it is, they're seeing on that caller ID LSA lead. That way they know it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through. You know what I'm saying? So, it'd be much better to do it that way for sure. So, I have this phone number, the 480-434-5906. I'm assuming you don't want to use that one though, right? You have a number for the dispatcher.
This is my personal phone number. This would not be the fastest, and I wouldn't even be able to help them really.
Okay. So, do you have their phone with you, or you need to get that to us later?
I have their phone number, but I don't have the phone next to me, but I have.
Oh, no, just the phone number. That's all we need.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah, of course I have that.
Perfect. Excuse
me. So the direct line to the dispatchers. It is 480-298-7572.
Okay, so 480-298-7572. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So that's the number. So it's not going to affect any of your SEO you currently have, because we're just going to use that for Google Guaranteed. That way those calls forward to that number. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Right.
So the customers, they still are going to be calling the 4507, right? But then the call is going to be forwarded a series of times, and it's going to go straight to the dispatcher, who's going to see that lead name come up.
Right. So when your leads are on, right, it's not even going to be that dispatcher's main number, but that number that Google's using, which is recorded by Google Bots, forwards only to their phone. So it's not going to bounce to, like, a different company or anything like that.
Yeah.
When your leads are off, we could set a different number for your profile. I'm assuming you want to do the one with the press one, the press two, like the business line, right? For when leads are off?
Yeah, when the leads are off. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because then it would just take them. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. So let's do that. Yeah, and then it doesn't matter because if they call, if they press 99, you know, you're not charged for those leads when your leads are off, is what I'm saying. Okay, so I got that business line for when the leads are off.
Yeah, you could just use the number on the side of the truck then, you know, the main number. It could just go to that one because then they could go through the prompts themselves.
Exactly, exactly, when the leads are off. But when the leads are on, we'll use the direct line for the dispatcher. That way they
exactly
can see LSA lead and they know what
perfect
it is, you know. All right. Okay, so starting with plumbing. Okay. Oh, just for account purposes, Gerald, what's your last name?
Rodriguez, RODRIGUEZ.
Got it. All right. And Gerald, do you spell that GERALD?
Yeah, that's
okay.
How it's spelled. Yep.
Okay, awesome. And let's see. Okay, I'm going to send a text message to your phone. Okay, the next step to this, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. Okay, this is the person managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure that it was submitted properly. Now, even though I'm not managing your leads, I am really involved with all my clients' accounts, right? So I'm sending you my direct line and extension. So if you ever have any questions regarding Google Guaranteed, you could reach me directly as well. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Here we go. And it looks like I'm going to assign you to Ivan. He's awesome. I meet with him like every day. Like he's really good over there. Okay. So before I schedule that appointment with Ivan, what I need to do is I'm going to have the application sent to you via text message and via email. It's on a one-page application, so super easy to fill out. And I also do need to secure billing information for the one-time application fee. Okay. Now, the card you'll be using for the application fee, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Let me see here.
Yeah, it's both. It's both.
Okay, and is it the DBA on the card, or is it the, what was the other one? The Red Mountain Property Services.
On the face of the card, it has my name and the DBA, but then on the actual card account itself, it's the LLC. It's in the LLC's name.
Okay, okay. I'm just going to put the DBA, and it'll tell me if it gives me an error code or something.
Yeah. Well, or you can just put my name, because my name's on it, too.
Yeah, let's do that, man. I'm just going to leave it Gerald Rodriguez. Sometimes it's – so we use TrustWave certification, so it always wants it to be, like, super accurate, you know, just for security purposes. But the billing address, is it the business address, the 402 West Gemini Drive?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
All right, cool. It's 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Okay.
3755.
Okay.
5005.
All right. Expiration?
0627.
All right, and the CVC code?
601.
Okay, so all I'm charging now is the one-time application fee. Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. So what's going to happen is you're going to get a text, an email, and a phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn the leads on. Okay, so just a heads up on that.
Oh, okay. And where do I go to turn those on and off?
So you're going to have a tracking system, which I'm going to get you logged into here shortly, where you can use that after hours or during hours, whichever's easier. Ivan, your assigned lead specialist, you can text him, call him, or email him to turn them off too. So you have multiple ways.
Okay.
Yeah. see. Okay. Add this. Okay. So I'm going to send you the application via text message and via email. On the email, all I do is on our same email thread that we have, I'm going to send you over just the copied link. Okay, that way you have it in both spots. Just give me one quick sec here. All right, LSA application. All right, here it comes.
Boom, there it is. Just got it.
Perfect. And
I'm actually from Southern California as well. I was
Are you?
Right there.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. How do you like Arizona? My cousin's trying to get me to move out to Tucson. Been trying for like the past 2 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, I moved here like 13 years ago. So I moved here before,
okay.
I mean, I was 25 when I moved here, but I lived my whole life in Southern California. But I live in Phoenix. So the thing about Tucson, it's a much older city, so
okay.
it's I guess more established in that way than Phoenix, but Phoenix just has more people, obviously, and more tech. You know, Tucson's just like a really old city, so it's like a lot of it's not updated, and a lot of it's you know, I mean, it's kind of
right.
Like,
I visited them down there. It seems pretty old for sure, but
it seems like it's kind of like a little more like run down, although the whole city's not like that. It's just like in general, it's just a much older city, you know, so.
Right.
And it's much smaller too, you know, so I mean, if I was going to move to Arizona personally, it would not be Tucson. I mean, it would definitely be Phoenix.
Gotcha,
for sure, that's
gotcha.
100%.
And it's like, what was it? I think it's like an hour away, right? Or maybe like 45 minutes or something?
It's about an hour and 45 minutes, so it's just.
Hour and 45. Okay.
Yep.
Because right now we're like driving, because I'm from Huntington Beach, right? So it's like a 7 hour drive, you know. But so even if I move to Phoenix, man, I'm an hour and a half away from them. I mean, that'd be cool, you know, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. You know, the only thing I miss about SoCal is literally just the weather.
Yeah, the weather's amazing here. We've been getting a ton of rain. It snowed in LA just like a month ago.
And the Dodgers too.
Oh yeah, you're a Dodger fan? Oh, me too. Oh, dude, yeah. I bleed blue, man. Yeah. I love the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I played baseball for a long time. You know, I played baseball for about 10 years, you know, when I was younger, from probably age 5 to like maybe, I think I played up to pony, like 15, I think, or something. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was a big-time Dodger fan growing up, too.
Right. So I didn't play baseball when I was younger. I play football, and I coach football now, too, right? So, yeah, so baseball, I love it, man, because it's like, I don't break down, oh, he should have did this. Like, I'm just a fan. I just get to go to the games, and I'm just root, you know?
Yeah,
I love it, man. I love it. But it's nothing like Dodger Stadium, you know? I've been to Angel Stadium a bunch of times, too, you know? And they're more focused on, like, playing the games or, you know, in the background or whatever. They can't even do a wave, you know.
the wannabe Dodgers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, yeah. Okay, so I sent you the app via text, via email. Now, on the app, too, so it's going to have you put field workers, okay? If you put, for example, I know you said you have like 10, 15 guys, right? It's going to require their info too, like their name, social for the background. So if you don't have access or like their approval or whatever it is, right? Google doesn't have like a van that drives around. So even if you put 0 field workers, you can put yours in just to push it through faster. And then we can always add them to it as we go along. Just a heads up on that. Okay.
Right.
Now, a few other things I need to tell you, too.
This is also asking for a copy of my insurance and stuff, but I don't have that on my phone. You know, I have to go to my office and download a copy of that and put it on
that's fine.
And get it on, you know, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, yeah, so we're not like, we need it, like, right now. Yeah, as soon as you could get it on there. And what you want, the insurance document, it's that Accord document. Don't worry about the amount on there. That's just the type of document they want. Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not – so Ivan always likes me to set the client interview with him at least next day. That way you guys have time to fill out your application. So it's no worries if you don't have it with you now, you know. Now, a couple more things I need to tell you. With the background check, too, Google uses two different entities to do their background checks. It's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident. If it's Pinkerton, okay, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If it's Evident, what's going to happen is they're going to need you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So what will happen is Ivan will be able to let you know in the client interview which one it is. If it's Evident, he'll trigger the text message to you while he's on the phone with you just to make it easier. Okay?
Okay, say that again?
Yeah, no worries. So if Pinkerton does it, no other information is needed on the other than what's on the application. If Evident does the background check, they also require a scan of the front and back of your driver's license. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's no problem at all. That's fine.
Yeah, we have no, like, choice over who it is. So when he creates the profile, it's randomly selected. So all I'm saying is if it's Evident, right, he's going to trigger that text to you on the phone so you could just scan the front and back of your driver's license.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Reviews, you're golden. Just a heads up to you, I'm putting you in just to start for the plumbing vertical, okay? But the good thing is once you add all the other verticals, you don't have to repay an application fee, okay? But we will need to see, like, you'll have to have the business licensed and insured in the new name you're using. Just a heads up, okay?
Oh, when the change comes.
When the change comes. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, take your time with it. Just keep us in the loop, you know, when you plan on doing it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all the info. You already have the required amount of reviews. So let's get this client interview scheduled. Give me one quick second. Okay, what time tomorrow works best for you? Or does tomorrow work good for you?
Let's see, tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Our earliest is 7:30. The latest he has is a 3:30.
Let me see. Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, take your time. No worries.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay, what about tomorrow around 11?
11 works perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do, we block off an hour for this appointment, but usually it doesn't take that long. It'll take like 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
But let me get this booked in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite, okay? It's going to say Local Splash, LSACIEN, just means Client Interview English, right? And 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well, okay?
Sure.
Now, the call is going to come from our 877 number. And as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, which I'm looking at my schedule, I should be good. But as long as I'm not on the call with another client, I call and I introduce you to Ivan. If I am on the phone, he just calls on his own. That way we don't miss the appointment, you know? All right, so that's scheduled 11 to 12 from our 877 number. Okay, now you should have received from us too via email and text message your invoice, okay? Now, Are you able to pull that up right now?
Yeah, let me see here.
All right, perfect.
I just got the invite. Let me see. looking for. I got a bunch of emails right here.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, so on the local splash initial invoice, okay, it's going to have a line that says, please click here to accept subscription terms, okay? When you click on that, these terms are for, it has everything in there, but ignore everything above Google Guarantee, okay, and Google Workspace. So this is a Google Guaranteed only account. So we're not doing Google Ads for you. We're not doing the directory submissions, the Google Business Profile optimization, because you already have all that. So we're doing Google Guaranteed only, right? And you'll see two advanced reporting, which I'll get you logged into here shortly. Live client support, SMS communication, basically everything under Google Guaranteed is what's included. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yep.
All right. And then at the bottom, it'll have you check a box, just certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it will have a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. Now, after you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking system. I'm going to email you and text you your username and password right now. Now, okay. Heads up on your dashboard too, okay? It's going to say connect your Google listing. Do not do that. So don't worry about that, because this is a Google Guaranteed only account. All you need to focus on after Ivan gets everything like going and approved for you, right, is you'll have a section in your tracking system that says leads, okay? And what it will say is paid leads, okay? That's going to show you every single Google Guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say paid or unpaid on it, which just means qualified or unqualified. That way you have a tracking on it, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you don't have to be on the tracking system to get the lead though. Like, they're just going to call your dispatcher directly, but this way you can monitor it daily, weekly, month, however you want to do it, you know?
Yeah. And my dispatchers, there's no portal or anything for them to sign into, right? This is just for backend analytics for me.
Exactly.
This is not for, yeah, they don't need to be logged into anything. All they need to do is answer the phone when the LSA lead comes through.
Exactly. Correct. Because, like, okay, Angie leads, perfect. You need the app because they're going to send you the lead, right, and you have to call them. Your dispatcher doesn't need that. All he needs to do is answer the phone when it says LSA lead.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Perfect.
You know? Yeah. And Ivan, too, we, like, give, like, strategies on how to answer the phone, but I think you guys have that down. I mean, you have dispatchers, so you'll be golden.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good on that end.
Yeah, but again, where it says connect your Google listing, I just want to make sure don't use that, because I don't want them to, like, resend you a PIN code. Like, you don't need any of that. That's not included in this program.
No,
okay. All right. Any questions for me?
No. I mean, it's a lot to go through, but I can figure it out, you know, and if I do have any questions, I can just email you guys or something.
You'll love it, man. Like, I know nobody likes homework, but the only homework you have, right, is just that application. You just want to get that done as soon as possible. That way we can push it through. What takes the longest, really, is the background check for whatever reason. It takes, like, 3 weeks. So you want to, even if you're not ready to turn your leads on in 3 weeks, you still want to push that through so it's, like, ready to be approved when you want the leads on, if that makes sense.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so right now I just have you in the plumbing vertical, but I'm going to make Ivan aware that later on we'll, you know, add water damage. I didn't send you the HVAC and electrical data, so I'm going to also pull that up, and I'll send that to you as well, just so you have it for the future. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. All right, man. Go Dodgers. The season's been a little rocky so far, but I know we're turning around.
So hopefully it's a repeat of last season, but they actually take it to the finish line, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. But, how do you feel about the shortstop and the second baseman? kind of iffy on them right now, you know. What is it, Vargas, it right?
Is, man, their team, it like it just changes so frequently, and like even from last year, man, they dumped all kinds of good players for even from last year.
I think this has been the biggest change in the past, like, 5-6 years, right, where we've seen, like, Bellinger go, we've seen, how am I forgetting his name, man, Turner, we've seen Justin Turner go, you know, like,
Trey Turner,
that's a big one, man, you know, but
they
we'll
got,
be good.
They got a couple of Diamondbacks, though, too, David Peralta.
Yeah, I see, you know? Rojas, yeah, Peralta's good, man. Yeah, Peralta's good.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's a really good hitter. He's going to be a really good hitter for them.
For sure. I think James Outman's going to have a year or two. He's looking pretty good so far.
They'll do good. Yeah. The season's still really early, but, I mean, we'll see. They always do really good, you know, but, man, the thing about them, at least in the last, like, 10 years, they constantly get to the playoffs or get very close.
Right.
And it's like they just can't always finish it, you know? It's
right.
Like they get so far, and then at the very end, it's like they just can't do it, man. I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see how they do. I mean,
yeah, I was for a while, I was kind of on Dave Roberts' bumper where I was like, man, he can't win in the playoffs, you know? But then I thought about it. I was like, man, he gets us to the playoffs every year, though. You know, like he's been pretty good, man, but – yeah, they need to finish. But if you take the cameras out of the trash cans out, I think they have two World Series, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll be all right this season. All right, well, congratulations again, brother. You're going to love this. We'll talk tomorrow between 11 and 12 from our 877 number, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for your help. See you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right, bye.